Salem City Council appears set to approve a set of tax and fee increases to pay for a planned $36 million renovation project at Salem High School. And it comes as Salem has been without a permanent city manager for more than 4 months. Mayor Randy Foley joins Evan Jones and me live in our studio this morning to talk about these and other matters. Mayor Foley, good morning. Good to have you back. Good to see you.
Good morning, Joey. Good morning, Evan. Good morning, Clark.
All right, let's start with this, if we can. The proposed real estate and personal property tax increases, Mayor. It is your belief the city cannot pay for the high school renovations without such tax hikes?
That's correct. It's a substantial amount of revenue that we need to raise to build or renovate the high school. And these fee increases and tax increases that have been identified, we think will help pay for that, as well as additional capital needs that are needed in the city.
The school renovations would cost in the vicinity of $36 million, Mayor. Are you convinced that the plans are all things that are basically needed, nothing really frivolous?
Definitely not frivolous. They're still identifying the items that they can build or renovate or buy for the money that we've identified. They actually originally asked for more money for their comprehensive plan for the high school. But, based on our needs, and when the revenue we thought we could raise, we've pared that down, and they're identifying exactly what they can get and need from the monies that have been identified.
On another matter, as Joey mentioned at the top, you've not had a city manager now since going back to the winter. At the time, you felt in a sense that you were, I don't know if blindsided is the word, but certainly surprised by the decision by a majority of your colleagues. And it suggested there was some sort of split developing, unusual for Salem City Council. Has it proven to be the case?
Well, first of all, we've had a very competent acting city manager in Jay Taliaferro. He's very seasoned and experienced. He's done a great job. But due to the capricious nature of the dismissal of Kevin Bogus back in January and the beginning of the budget season, I felt like, and we felt like, it was best to delay that, if you will. We've begun the process somewhat, but we have not begun the process and the search in earnest for the next city manager. And it could be Jay if he's interested and wants it and is the most qualified, but we have not begun receiving applications thus far.
Jay Taliaferro, the acting city manager, certainly no stranger to the city of Salem, its people, or how it works. But again, on city council itself, has what occurred this year visibly been a sign of divisions within city council that are unusual for Salem city government in recent decades?
Well, we each see the performance of the past city manager differently. However, I think we're all on board. I know that we're all on board and believe what is best for Salem is what we're striving to achieve. And there were differences of opinion regarding the previous city manager, but we're all on board and have the same vision moving forward. And we're, even though there can be division, that's part of politics and that's part of working in groups. And we're working to iron those out, any differences we have, and we'll continue to move forward and do what's best for the city of Salem.
One more along this line with Salem Mayor Randy Foley. When do you expect to begin the process? Or when would you like to have a new city manager in place?
Well, I can only speak for myself. We haven't spoken about it, a deadline for the group necessarily, but we have done the search for search firms who will help us with the project. We have to select that firm, and then they will actually take over the process. It will not be done in-house. Speaking for myself again, not for the entire council, I would hope to have someone on board by the third quarter of the calendar year.
All right, it's 8:48 at WFIR. We're visiting with Salem Mayor Randy Foley in studio. And Mayor, let's switch gears a little bit here. Longtime Salem restaurant Mac and Bob's appears to be fully back on its feet after going through bankruptcy reorganization. They are even hosting a customer appreciation event this afternoon and evening. It'll be at the Salem Farmers Market. Now, Mayor, beyond the business it brings to Main Street, what does this mean to Salem to see it survive and keep doing well?
Well, as most everyone knows, Mac and Bob's is an institution in the city of Salem, and it's very important that they continue to flourish and succeed. They have for years, Joe and Bob and Grizz are an integral part of the community. Everyone knows them. They know everybody. And, it's just I'm very excited that they were able to overcome this. And it's just great that they can be such a part of the city. And now that they're asking or rewarding the community and thanking the community tonight for all the efforts of the citizens and the patrons who contributed to them overcoming this this obstacle.
Not all the news from Salem is positive economically. The first thing that comes to mind is General Electric, which is shutting down the manufacturing there. Do you have any vision for what that property can or should be? And do you have any sense from GE or anyone as to whether other parties have some idea of what it could or should be?
We do not officially have any acknowledgement of what it can be or what they envision it to do with the property. We've heard rumors, and that's basically all they are. And, you know, we see a few things that are going on over there, but they have not communicated to us what their future plans are for the property. Obviously, we want it to be successful and have our own ideas, but it's owned privately. And until the ownership makes a decision, there's not much that the city can do.
It once employed 3,000 people. I presume you would say that it is safe to say that the days of 3,000 people working in an industrial facility there are unlikely.
Very much so. I think at most recently they were at about 800. I don't anticipate that there would ever be any more than that there, particularly in this day and age of automation.
We're speaking with Salem Mayor Randy Foley. I'm thinking of another property that's raised a lot of interest in recent years, the former Valleydale plant. And a few years ago was purchased with a much hoopla, about a year and a half ago. Have you heard any word yet as to what its likely uses might be?
There have been several concepts discussed, but nothing has come to fruition. I know they've cleaned up the property substantially, both the exterior and the interior, and are marketing it to different developers and again, trying to come up with different concepts, but there's nothing that's been finalized to this point.
Okay, nothing they've said, hey, Mayor, we got something, we just can't announce it yet. You ever heard anything like that yet from the owners?
No.
Okay. Just one more thing about, I don't know if you want to call it a problematic property. Yeah, the Salem Civic Center does quite well. But for some time now, there's been a proposal on the table to build a hotel at the Civic Center. This one seems to have been fraught with delays and questions regarding some ownership issues. Are you convinced that as presented, it can proceed, or is this just a good idea that needs someone else?
I'm convinced that the city of Salem wants that project to succeed. The current ownership developers have struggled for various reasons, and they're more familiar with that than I am. But I think they can succeed. We want them to succeed. But at some point, the city can only do so much to incentivize a project. It's up to developers and investors to make something profitable.
Do you think this group still has a chance to make it work?
I think the group has a chance to make it work, yes.
Okay. Salem Mayor Randy Foley, well, here's a chance. Certainly you love in past visits and anytime we see you to talk about the many ways you're trying to improve the look and feel and the viability and attractiveness of the downtown. So what's going on? What's new if we haven't been there in a couple of months or perhaps 6 months or so?
Well, there's lots of development, redevelopment taking place in downtown Salem. We've had several new restaurants open, several new boutique hotel rooms, several more are going to be opening up. Apartments are going to be opening up with this calendar year in downtown Salem. There's going to be a grocery store in the downtown area. New streetscape reconfigurations are going to begin on North College and East Main. There's already lots of development occurring on East Main, beginning at Thompson and moving east. Towards Brand Avenue. So there are lots of great things happening. And in West Salem, there's a new restaurant that is opening in an old Shoney's building off of Wildwood Road. Looks beautiful. An existing restaurant that was on Wildwood has moved to Main Street, West Main Street proper, and a new facility, brand new, much more spacious, much more parking. It looks wonderful. So things are improving throughout the city of Salem, East and West Salem.
You talk about new streetscapes. How is that part of East Main and College there? How are they going to look different?
There are going to be lots of things, everything from different lighting fixtures and pavers for the sidewalk. Parking spaces are going to be different. There's different lighting. There's going to be all types of things that patrons and citizens will see if they're in the area.
Okay. We have been speaking with Salem Mayor Randy Foley. We always appreciate the opportunity for you to come by. Look forward to seeing you again.
Thanks, Evan. Thanks, Joey. Thanks, Clark.